Indonesia's Corruption Eradication Commission, the KPK, has been battered in recent months by a combination of judicial decisions and investigations into its leaders. Formed in 2002 and launched a year later, the KPK has built a formidable reputation for pursuing high-profile cases and securing convictions. But in doing so, the panel has also accumulated a number of opponents in Jakarta, among them members of the National Police and Indonesia's judiciary. More recently, the KPK's leadership itself has been accused of corruption. Agency Chairman Abraham Samad, in power since 2011, and the Deputy Chairman, Bambang Widjojano, were both suspended after being targeted in police investigations. Samad was named as a suspect in an alleged document forgery case. Widjojano was arrested in January, accused of having witnesses provide false testimony in a 2010 election case. It's no coincidence that the actions taken against the KPK's top two officials came after the commission accused the man nominated to head Indonesia's National Police, General Budi Gunawan, of graft. In response to that, South Jakarta District Court Judge Sarpin Rizaldi issued a ruling that nullified the general's status as a suspect with the KPK. Following Judge Sarpin's ruling, a number of KPK corruption suspects are now filing pretrial suits against the commission, hoping to eviscerate the cases against them. The KPK was created following the era of President Suharto, who ran Indonesia as a kleptocracy from 1967 until his resignation in 1998. The agency not only probes and prosecutes corruption cases, but it also has the power to conduct warrantless wiretaps, freeze financial transactions, impose travel bans, and detain suspects. These powers have long created frictions with the police. In April 2009, Indonesian National Police Chief Detective Susno Duyadi reacted angrily when he discovered his phone was tapped for KPK investigation. Just a few months later, the police pressure against the agency escalated, culminating in the arrest of two KPK deputy chairmen on allegations of extortion and bribery. Both publicly declared the prosecution's political witch hunts, triggering public rallies in their support. 3 years later, in 2012, another crisis erupted when the KPK detained Inspector General Joko Susilo on corruption charges. The KPK's prosecution prevailed, with the official sentenced to 18 years in prison and fined the equivalent of $2.62 million U.S. dollars a year later. That is seen by observers as the stage setting for the payback actions earlier this year against KPK Chairman Abraham Samad and Deputy Bambang Widjojano. Indonesia has a long way to go, according to Transparency International, which ranks the country at 107 out of its 175 nation corruption index. But earlier this year, the group has weighed in on the side of the Graft Commission, saying, "We are concerned with the current political and legal systems which lead to the KPK's weakening." It also cites efforts to fabricate evidence in cases against KPK's commissioners and investigators, along with media campaigns to tarnish its credibility. It has demanded an end to what it calls acts to criminalize KPK's commissioners and its staff. Jose Yungas, the chairman of Transparency International, says it is obvious that the arrest of Mr. Widjojano and the attacks on other members of the KPK is a reprisal for its defense of integrity in the appointment process of the chief of police. Mr. Yungas went on to say people are already on the streets supporting the KPK because they know it is a bastion against corruption in a country where corruption hurts ordinary people. Covering corruption, Jeffrey Young, VOA News.